And welcome! You have found yourself at the Monkey Magic Podcast, a light-hearted and affectionate look back at the classic TV series Monkey, produced by Nippon TV and adapted from the classic Chinese novel Journey to the West. This podcast will take a nostalgic look back at this morals-infused adventure and consider what lessons we could learn for the 21st century. My name is JP. In this week's episode, Tripitaka is shocked when his three followers bathe in a pool and are transformed back into babies. It's the Fountain of Youth, and it belongs to the two spirits of time past. Tripitaka must make one of these spirits cry and use the tears to change his disciples back. Leaving Monkey, Pigsy and Sandy with a babysitter, Tripitaka goes off in search of these cannibalistic spirits. Believing Tripitaka won't return, the babysitter decides to sell the three babies at the local market. Welcome to the Monkey Magic Podcast with me, your host, JP. This week, episode 39, The Fountain of Youth. Reminder, as always, this review will be spoiler heavy. So if you've not heard this episode or seen it, I would suggest you go and watch it first, then come back and join us. Is heaven supreme? There are forces which challenge heaven. Even heaven cannot change the past, and the gods of the past use very important weapons, says the narrator as we start this week's episode, where it's just idyllic. Monkey has discovered a really inviting water pool.
What have we got here? Oh, lovely cool water. Hey, you two, come here.
He wants to go for a swim. Like, they have been walking for days. How lovely is it, this little oasis? Get in, that water is lovely and cool. Ah, how refreshing. Pigsy and Sandy join. Yeah, we're jumping in too. But Tripitaka's not gonna join. He's opting to just go and pray instead.
Oh, who cares, the master? Oh, let him pray if he likes it. Oh, this bath's just like old times.
Reminiscent. He's getting old, Monkey. When your friends go old, it makes you want to cry.
Anyway, our trio of swimmers start to feel a wee bit strange.
I can't stand upright.
Of course you can.
Oh, I can't either. What's happening to us?
Stop playing around. I can stand. Oh, I can't either.
And Tripitaka comes back looking for them at the pool, only to find all three of them have been reverted to being toddlers. Oddly enough, all in appropriate clothes as well. So they've reduced in age, but their clothes have reduced in size to still fit them. They've got like the kids' version of their costumes, right? So you just let that go and go. Tripitaka is aghast, as you can imagine. A villager appears and he explains to Trippy.
Anyway, who wants a nasty official notice on our Fountain of Youth?
I see. I didn't know such things were real.
The pool belongs to two spirits of time past. They'd eat you alive. They're cannibals.
If you want to reverse it, well, here's the deal. This pool actually belongs to two spirits, but they're pretty dangerous. However, if you get the tears from these, then you can restore them. Gee, well, that's not going to be ideal, is it? Because fighting demons is really the activity in the job description of Monkey, Sandy and Pigsy. They are there to protect Tripitaka. Tripitaka is not really equipped to go and fight demons. He's normally the one that gets captured, right? So Tripitaka, we see, has hired a nanny to look after the kids. Like, only for a few days. He must have a wee bit of money, so he's kind of, listen, I'm definitely coming back to get them.
I'm a Buddhist and I don't tell lies.
It's not just, I'm just trying to palm them off on you. I'm a Buddhist, you can trust me. And the nanny's gone, aye, all right, deal done. So the kids are now with a babysitter, effectively. The narrator jumps in to say, there is earth, there is heaven. In the space between, is there room for man, woman, and babies? What does he mean by that? Like the earth and heaven, is that meant to be man is earth and heaven is woman? And this in-between is babies? Is that what it is? I don't know. Anyway, so Trippy is off to the mountain cave to try and find these two demons. Interestingly, there's nobody at home. But he does see skulls. So, yeah, it is the realm of demons. Trippy is not the brightest. But he's got a wee plan here. He's brought onions with him. Right? So, he's looking to try and get these tears. And he's hoping that the tang from the onion is going to make their eyes water. We see the demons, they're back down at the pool. So they are hanging out at the pool, just trying to wait for a passerby to just kidnap them. And a random woman does come past. She takes a drink. She doesn't want to go in the water and this revert to babies. She's just wanting to take a drink so she can have a wee bit of youth. Just a wee bit. Now she has a kid with her. And when she's having a drink, she's sort of distracted. And the demons see this and they're like, right, well, we can pinch that baby when she's not looking. Up we go.
Baby, I put him there, I know I did. Oh, where's he gone? Where's he gone?
I told you so.
You're so clever.
So the demons are back at their cave. Interestingly, the male demon seems to be the one that's crying with the onions. They meet Tripitaka. Trippy's after their tears. But the male demon says, like, do you want to stay for dinner? How pleasant, eh? Of course, it's not pleasant at all.
Don't stay for dinner. You were on the menu.
But thankfully, the horse comes to the rescue. So we sort of do forget about the horse, right? The three main characters this week are all children, so they're out of action. But the horse isn't. So the horse can come and help us. And he escapes with Tripitaka. Interestingly, they don't like Tripitaka calling them monsters. So they've maybe got a wee bit of pride.
Calling us monsters and asking us for favours.
Jeez, folk are so easily offended nowadays. Even when they're monsters. I wonder how the kids are getting on. Surely the babysitters are taking care of them, right? They must be, right? They're assuming that Trippy's never coming back. Of course no, he's away to go to demons. Like, we'll never see him again, so...
We thought you'd been eaten by monsters. I'm afraid we couldn't afford to keep them.
What kind soul is looking after them then?
This is what we could do. We could sell them at the market.
The chance of a lifetime. Three babies for sale. Kind boys to keep you in luxury in your old age.
Like, really? Yeah. It just so happens that the woman that lost her son at the pool, here's a good chance to get a replacement. She's prepared to pay $500 by Pigsy. And, you know, when she's gone home, her husband, who's I don't know. He's maybe stupid because I don't know how is he no nose on? He's got like a different nose.
You're back. I was worried about you. There are demons around.
I didn't see any demons.
That's good. It would be awful if anything happened to our son. Where did you go then, out for so long?
I was out walking. Don't fuss me.
All right. Let's see the little lad then.
Like, and she's just passing him off as, this is our boy. Is it? Back at the market, there's been another sale. Sandy has been sold. The two demons in disguise, they're turning up at the market too.
What's the world coming to when you can buy babies in the market?
Why not? Isn't that where you came from?
And they want Monkey. So, the bottom line is, they've all been sold. The market decides, doesn't it? Sandy's been purchased by a guy that's running a freak show. So, in a way, Sandy's kind of, he's going to be like the elephant man. Come and see the water spirits, that kind of thing.
Roll up for the world's greatest freak show. We have weird creatures such as you'd never see in 100 lifetimes. You laugh, learned professors stop to look. What is it, they cry?
I mean, it's pretty exploitative, right? Because he's only just a kid. Who's going to go and visit him? Well, the horse and Tripitaka. But in by the back door, and the owner's given it, yes, you can have him back, but I paid 50,000 for him. So, total garbage. It was only 500. So, Trippy and the horse are uncertain. Well, what's their next step? They go and find the demons. And interestingly, Tripitaka says, stop living in the past.
You should always try to improve yourself. You don't understand, do you? You can only improve in the hateful future. In the present, stop living in the past.
So he's kind of giving the demons a wee bit of a sledge, is that? The demons tie up Tripitaka and the horse, and Trippy suggests using the fountain to unage him, like make him young and replace him for Monkey. And like they are salivating at this prospect because Tripitaka is going to be more tasty than Monkey, right? Back at the pool, the female demon asks, why are you prepared to sacrifice yourself for Monkey? Yeah, good question, eh? And basically Trippy's just saying, listen, Monkey saved him countless times, so I sort of owe him, you know? That's what it is. And sure enough, there it is. Tripitaka is de-aged to be a baby. Female demon is actually quite touched at this self-sacrifice option. So she's has a wee tear. It lands on Monkey. He's restored. He takes his scarf off and fights with a male demon. Both the demons end up in the pool and end up as kids. Very bad children, as it happens. Monkey collects their tears. He can restore Tripitaka. And then he goes off to the freak show, fights the owner. I can do a magic trick. Sandy is restored. Sandy's grateful, but, you know, he's a bit peeved as well.
Well, as you can see, I'm not ugly. However, he got the other bits of it.
Thank you.
That Monkey said he was ugly. Monkey himself is actually quite touched that Tripitaka was prepared to die for him.
You know, he said I was dear to him. He was willing to die for me too. He's so stupid it makes me want to cry.
It was nothing.
All are okay except Pigsy. Where is Pigsy? Sandy randomly passes Pigsy and the mother in the market and he threatens her with the law. She's given it, right, you've got me, but my child was stolen, and I was too scared to tell my husband. In other words, it's no her fault again, right? We need to go to India, though. Like, we need Pixie, so you're going to have to tell your husband. Monkey, at this point, turns up and restores Pixie. What's going on here, says the father, and fights Monkey. Accidentally, the tears hit the woman. This is like the one that's got Pigsy as her kid. And the tears that hit the woman actually are shown to be that she's incredibly elderly. She's basically been using this fountain of youth to keep young. She's a skeleton. The husband can't believe it. And he's just thinking, have I been married to a demon this whole time?
To think I was married to her. And she a monster.
She was no more a monster than you are.
Didn't she turn into a skeleton?
Only because she was really very, very old. She wanted her youth because your wife loved you too much to live without you.
She's been living a lie for years. So, what was the episode about? Well, look, the clear thing here is, well, the name's in the title, isn't it? The Fountain of Youth. So, it's the aging process, isn't it? We've got an extreme example where our monkey, Pigsy and Sandy they're going back to childhood, right? The innocence of childhood. Like, they're needing a nanny and a babysitter and all that kind of stuff. But slightly more concerning, I think, is the mother of the stolen child who ends up with Pigsy as a replacement kid. She's been having sly visits to this fountain of youth just to have a drink because it's de-aging her, or it's keeping her skin nice and subtle, a wee bit like, you know, like the oil of Yuli, that kind of thing. The whole thing is a little bit of an analogy of, you know, is it the picture of Dorian Gray? Because, like, she's not wanting to tell her husband, I've lost his baby, so I'm going to buy one at market and kid on, because I'm happy to live a lie. Well, yeah, that is true, but it's 10 times as bad as that, because you are ancient. You should have died ages ago. You've just been keeping your looks up to date by the occasional sup from the Fountain of Youth. And does your husband know anything about this? Or is that just, don't ask questions? Like, how have you not aged in the whole time I've been married to you? Like, has he ever asked that question? Like, how long have they been married? It doesn't really say, but, like, he must have thought, like, geez, I've got grey hairs now, but you never. Oh, no, yeah, no, I just don't really age at all. And I've got this, you know, I've got a good skincare regime and I'm keeping in shape and stuff like that. And I visit this Fountain of Youth every now and again. That's what it is. So Monkey is there saying to us, just beware if someone's appearance never changes for years on end. They could be visiting a Fountain of Youth. The Fountain of Youth invariably is going to be run by demons. So they're actually going to be like beholden to baddies. If you just age naturally and gracefully, you're probably on the right path. Do you think that's what it is? Could be. I mean, it's like, if you think about it, really, it's like something out of Dickens times, isn't it? That they're selling these babies in the market. Like, what? Is there a sort of underlying message there about the need for paternity tests? Is that what it is? Like, because, And it's particularly this woman who's bought Pigsy. Like, she's just passing that off as their kid. But the husband, like, he doesn't know this, but would it be within his rights to say, I would quite like a paternity test that is my kid? Or is that just, it's just bad form to even mention it? And if you look at it as well, like, selling babies at a market, I mean, really? Why is the police not getting involved in that? I don't know. I just think, like, this village must be horrible. Imagine people doing, what did you buy down the town on Saturday? Oh, there was some great new cheese. Really great stuff. And you, some fine wine from all the way from North Korea, made from plums. And you, I bought a fish spirit child, and I'm going to put him in a freak show.
Thank you, sir, and the next. Roll up, roll up. The world's greatest freak show. We'll pay £1,001 to anyone who can keep a straight face.
If you want to come round on Sunday, you can see him. Really? Chance. A smaller theme this week is probably the acceptability of bullfighting. Yeah, so you know that Spanish blood sport? It's very controversial, right? Where you've got a matador with a little cape and the bull kind of charges him. So that's happening here with the male demon and monkey. And he rips his scarf off and it's like a makeshift matador's cape. And the bull's gone from. And you get a wee bit of Spanish music.
Three horns, huh? Hola!
Now, if you take that to its logical extension, we're saying in that situation, monkey is the matador and the demon is the bull, right? And obviously, the demon and the bull have got a wee bit in common because they've got horns, right? But you know, bullfighting is a controversial thing. So is monkey actually kind of being counterintuitive here and saying, no, we think bullfighting is fine. Because look, we've got monkey as a facsimile matador. So he's defeating the baddie that is the demon, or in your case, the bull. Because, you know, look at those things with the horns and they're coming at you and all that. The matador's just doing you a favour. Do you think that's what it is? The writers of Monkey are pretty much saying, remove the controversy about bullfighting in Spain. It's fine. Original transmissions for this one. In the UK, the 20th of February 1981. In Japan, the 3rd of February 1980. And in Australia, the 25th of June, 1981. The man blamed himself. No one was to blame, but he felt he had to blame someone for such a bewildering double tragedy, says the narrator. Yeah, well, that's the husband of the... Well, his wife has been aged to death and his son has just been kidnapped and beaten, presumably. So, yeah. So he's on his own now. I wonder what future brings for him. Like, he could maybe be... I don't know. Maybe he could do a wee visit to, I don't know, Thailand or something like that. See if he can get another wife. She wanted her youth so much because she loved you so much. That's what Tripitaka thinks. The narrator leaves us with, regret little. Regret belongs to the past. The future is a dream never realized. Past is a phantom. Ghosts and dreams. Now is the only reality. Certainly is, eh? Wasn't it nice to see Tripitaka stepping up to the mark this week? Like, you know, when the main characters are all young?
The Buddha in one of his former lives let himself be eaten by starving tiger cubs. You see, all life is just the same. Why be afraid?
And the horse. We easy to forget the horse. Yeah. Doesn't he have to be the main trio every week, eh? Good on you, Trippy. Join us next week for episode 40. Better the Demon You Know. Catch you then.
You find ropes into your imagination that can stretch an open palm forever. See colors, guns, and being even rainbows. We have so much, we can discover. Never stop at shining through the darkness.
You were listening to the Monkey Magic Podcast, an affectionate look back at the iconic Japanese TV series Monkey. Monkey is available on Blu-ray and DVD from Fabulous Films and will be coming to a streaming service to you soon. Meantime, please like, share, and if you have any comments, we'd love to hear from you at monkeymagicpodcast@gmail.com and Guinness2022 at Twitter. So just one correspondence this week from Mac Zidane, who says, I can remember combat, the big plane versus the three little planes. It was impossible to be the big plane. Yeah, 100%, Mac Zidane. Like, I think it was really getting at was just the sheer value of agility in being able to cope with different scenarios, whereas that big lumbering plane was a nightmare. Maybe the ironic thing being that the military budget that would have cost would have been far exceeding those three wee planes, right? Aye. That's the way it goes, though, eh? Keep listening.
My name's JP. Thanks for listening.